Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to this very special bonus episode of the podcast Gabagool. We're dipping in on an unusual day that has been as yet not chosen. It's a mystery even to the hosts of this show, but we're very excited. Something special happened. My name is Ben Vanel. I'm joined by Adam Knox. And
hello.
Boy howdy. We got a little treat this past week.
You'd have thought 14 years after the fact that the Sopranos would be dead and gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they are. So they've gotten one of their sons to come back and be the main character of a prequel movie called The Many Saints of Newark about young Tony Soprano. The trailer came out and we've got it here and we're going to watch it and react to it for the second time. That's still a reaction, even if it's not your initial reaction.
Yeah. And I'm going to be honest still. I haven't concocted some weird false reaction to lay over here.
I'm going to cry deliberately. Sure. I have concocted a false reaction.
Well, hey, that could be good for us. We could get some extra listeners through that. That's everyone
I'm
loves
trying
that
to go
shit.
Viral.
Yeah.
No one would want to see it, but the sound of me crying, actually strangely hauntingly beautiful.
It's so, like whale song.
Yeah, it is like whales. So whales are depressed. Yeah. There's too many boats in the ocean, apparently.
Well, they're all on fire. And, yeah.
But here we go. If you want to watch it with us, I guess I'm going to tell you when I'm hitting play. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, you've probably already seen it. If you care about The Sopranos enough to listen to a podcast about it,
yeah,
you've probably seen this. But this is us watching this. I'm clicking play. Wow, Newark, New Jersey, huh?
Okay.
They're really branching out. tell you what, James Gandolfini's son looks a lot like James Gandolfini.
Yeah, fucking hell, he really does. That's a bad wig. That's the kind of...
Is it a wig?
I mean, it looks like a wig to me.
That's how people's hair looked in like the 70s, though. It was all, you know, after the British invasion, they're all mop tops.
That's true. It does look like a young James Gandolfini wearing a wig. Maybe it's because I just know James Gandolfini as being a bald man.
So we're young Antonio here with his mother having the same attitude that his mother has in the show. I don't know this actor who's playing her, but that little thing she just did before the From David Chase shows up of like dismissiveness towards Anthony's intelligence.
Yes.
Real good capturing of that character.
Totally.
I
was going to say, you can just tell it's the same guy writing it. It's tonally perfect.
Yeah, and this uncle who is featured in the trailer, this isn't Uncle Junior.
I don't know.
Is that right? I think because they say that this is Moltisanti, which is Christopher's dad, I assume.
Right.
So it feels as though Tony is going to have a relationship with Christopher's dad similar to his relationship with Christopher.
Yep.
You know?
Dickie Moltisanti. So Richard Moltisanti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks cinematic a lot more so than coming straight from watching the most episode 6 of the show or episode 5, whichever one we're recording an episode about now. Mm-hmm. You can tell how much more this is a film than a TV show.
Absolutely. I was talking to my sister, Rosie, from our sketch group, Chimp Cop. Everyone knows Rosie Vanel. She... I was into it, and when I initially reacted to it, I thought it looked like a TV movie. It doesn't look as TV-ish as the show. So, and you know, the show is old by now, but it also doesn't quite feel like a big budget movie, which I'm sure it isn't.
No, I kind of agree with that. Weirdly, the color palette, and like maybe because there's that scene of like a riot or something like that, it reminds me of how Joker looked.
Oh, sure, yeah, I can see that. I mean, it's like the same area. Geographically, yeah. It's a similar era, I assume. It's probably a whole bunch of those things that are sparking that. The actress who plays Tony's mum is Vera Farmiga. She's from The Conjuring, but she was also the, interestingly, the therapist from The Departed.
Ah.
So that's interesting.
Right, of course.
She looks... Well, she reminds me of Edie Falco in, you know, early Sopranos, which is kind of odd for his mum to, you know, have that...
Hey. Depends who you ask if that's odd or not. If you ask a certain man named Mr. Freud, he'd tell you that you and everything is a dick. There's that guy from The Walking Dead in it. There is like one little shot of who guy dressed as Uncle Junior.
Yeah, so, yeah,
and
right.
That's he's the guy. I forget his name, but he was in like the first season of House of Cards. You know that dude?
Oh, right.
Bald dude.
Corey something? Corey
could be.
Something. Yeah.
So, point being that the cast seems great. They seem to be doing the good version of playing a pre-existing character where they're not doing an impression. They're doing their version of that character, it seems to be.
Absolutely.
Just from
the fact that it's literally Gandolfini's son means that he doesn't have to... Like, I hated all that stuff with the Irishman of the de-aging, and I generally dislike it. Yeah. I think Looper... You know, they try to make Joseph Gordon-Levitt look like Bruce Willis. Don't do that stuff. And they don't have here, obviously. He just fucking looks like
You're better off
exactly
getting
like
an actor. If you getting a good actor who looks nothing like the person. Like Solo. I forgot that dude looked fucking nothing like Harrison Ford while I was watching the movie.
Yep.
And then afterwards I thought, that dude looked nothing like Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Totally.
And then we got a little shot of Ray Liotta as, I believe, Tony's dad at the end.
Right, okay, yeah. Like Ray Liotta, another figure in there that is, I think, gives it credibility, right? You just think mob movies.
Yep. And their second Goodfellas actor, because Ray Liotta's wife in Goodfellas is Tony Soprano's therapist.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Some nice little crossovers there.
I like that. It rhymes.
In general, I think this trailer neither made me more excited or less excited. Like, I was apprehensive going to watch it, and it certainly didn't, like, it didn't let, you know, it didn't make me feel worse. It didn't make me think it was going to be a bad TV movie, although I've seen some people react that way. It's just a trailer. I think I'm still just like, I need to see this to know what it's going to be like.
It reminds me a lot of how I felt watching the initial things of El Camino. What was it called?
Oh, El Camino, yeah.
The Breaking Bad movie.
Yep.
Where this really does seem like a side thing. I like one thing we haven't talked about with, because the trailer is obviously it's a mood and teaser taster thing.
Yeah.
So you're not getting heaps of this. But it seems as though the thrust of the story is Tony being pulled back from his... Like, you know how he says he spent a semester and a half at college all the time? Mm-hmm. It's him being pushed into this crime life from him being, you know, kind of a sensitive, smart kid that he still is in the show. Mm. But he's had that pushed down inside of him so that he can take on this, you know, mob boss type of role. And it looks to be his family and those around him pushing him into that role, which is an interesting conflict to have if you're going to have a prequel.
Yeah, totally. The episodes that we're talking about in the pod right now, there's a whole bunch of stuff in those specifically that seems to speak directly to this part of his life. So it's an interesting time for us to see this trailer and sort of reflect on that.
Yeah, completely. Especially the fifth episode, which is the episode we're about to record here, that you can get on this podcast feed you're currently on.
Yeah, but in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but in the future.
Yeah. But yeah, we just watched the college episode from season one. So yeah.
Right. Extremely relevant.
Very relevant. I think, I guess, maybe the one thing I was reassured about was Michael Gandolfini's performance. He looks like a good actor. Like, he certainly didn't stand out as it being nepotism, as being literally just chosen for his looks, his resemblance. I think he was pretty solid.
Ice Cube's son did a good job in that NWA movie.
Yeah.
So, and this looks kind of like that. And also, you're picking the perfect time to be able to tell a story about a kid who maybe this is, you know, this is obviously early on in his career as an actor, mm-hmm. if that's what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. This is a kid who, in the story, you're going to assume is kind of mopey and teenage and shitty in the way that kids are at that age. And he's surrounded by a really good cast here, it looks like. So mm-hmm. even if he's not the you know, breakaway, focal point, whatever type of guy in this movie, which a kid doing his first big role, you can forgive that. Mm-hmm. It looks as though there's enough rope around him for him to be able to still not be a detriment to the movie. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, and I think you're right. The character he's playing in the time of his life is a guy who is unsure and is being pulled in different directions. So hopefully that, yeah, lends itself to someone who is, yeah, potentially nervous performing, you know, in their first movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it looks good. I'm absolutely fascinated by what it's going to be about plot-wise and thematically.
Just the reception, too.
Yeah, I think the reception what more
bizarre,
than anything.
Like, just an unusual cultural point in time where this thing that was so dead and buried.
Yeah.
It was so done and so moved on from. To go back and revisit it like this is uncommon.
Absolutely. If it ever does happen, it doesn't always happen greatly.
No, I can't think of an amazing example of it. Like, yeah. You've got the Star Wars prequels mm-hmm. is the same sort of thing for the time. You've got, like, going back and making a fourth Indiana Jones movie. Mm-hmm. You've got El Camino, I guess, sort of.
Right. Which was probably honestly the best out of all of those. It had enough other stuff going on. It had its own story. It had characters that had interesting, you know, development within what we saw and sort of implied in the meantime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it felt like a side thing, which I think right. this probably will. And, you know, something like Better Call Saul is a good prequel, but that show came so quickly after Breaking Bad that I think it's kind of a different thing. So yeah, fascinated to see it. It's out in a couple months.
Yeah,
I think, right? Is it September?
I think it's October now. I think it's maybe October 1st.
Okay, and only in cinemas apparently. So
yeah, right.
Cool. I wish that we had some vaccines here, but we'll go and brave it either way and listen to us cough through ourselves talking about it in the future.
Absolutely. But yeah, thanks for listening to this little bonus, boy. Thanks for listening to the podcast in general, and we'll see you back on a regular episode.
Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.